Ned looked irritated. Been left? By whom? Has there been a rider? I was not told.
There was no rider, my lord, only a carved wooden box left on a table in my observatory while I napped. My servants saw no one, but it must have been brought by someone in the king's party. We have had no other visitors from the south.
A wooden box, you say? Catelyn said.
Inside was a fine new lens for the observatory, for Myrrh, by the look of it. The lens crafters of Myrrh are without equal.
Ned frowned. He had little patience for this sort of thing. Catelyn knew. A lens, he said? What has that to do with me?
I asked the same question, Maester Lewin said. Clearly there was more to this than the seeming.
Under the heavy weight of her furs, Catelyn shivered.
A lens is an instrument to help us see.
Indeed it is.
He figured the colour of his order, a heavy chain worn tight around the neck beneath his robe, each link forged from a different metal. Catelyn could feel dread stirring inside her once again. What is it that they would have us see more clearly?
The very thing I asked myself, Maester Lewin drew a tightly rolled paper out of his sleeve. I found the true message concealed within a false bottom. When I dismantled the box, the lens had come in, but it is not for my eyes.